One thing that I've heard people say or kind of allude to that I don't think is necessarily true is that in order to make a lot of money, you need to be selling high ticket items. With Good Organized HQ, we're making multi seven figures a year, all selling low ticket items. Our highest priced items typically sell for under $100. And then we have many that are much lower than that, $19. We have some stuff in our shop that's $6. So we're talking low ticket items. So I'm not selling anything much more expensive than that. The only thing I have that people could pay me more than $97 for the most part, those courses retail at $200, about $197, and then we're usually selling them half price for $97. We do have a membership that's $29 a month, and the annual is $197 if it's on sale or $297 if it's not. So we do make a few sales of that, which is like high price for us, and that's it. Like, we don't have anything expensive. And the truth is, you can make plenty of money selling high ticket, and you can make plenty of money selling low ticket. I do not think that one is better than the other in any way. I think it's really, truly more a matter of personal preference. What is it that you actually want to sell? And for me, that's why I sell low ticket. It's just what I want to sell. It's what I feel comfortable selling. It's what I like. It's what's working. So that's why I'm selling low ticket items at Organized HQ in this new business, Get Profitable HQ. You're going to see pretty soon I will start selling much more high ticket items. This business just lends itself to that. I also want to say that I do not think that one is necessarily easier or harder than the other. They're just unique. They have their own things, and there's tons of similarities. I learn plenty from people who sell high ticket, and I'm sure they can learn a lot from me who's selling low ticket. So I don't think one is better than the other. I know people who sell both, and that's probably a good idea. If you are more of the low ticket person, what are some differences that you might just need to be mindful of? So if someone's telling you about a strategy or you are following the journey as somebody who sells high ticket, and I find that myself, I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of creators who sell a lot higher ticket than I do, even if they wouldn't be considered high ticket. We're not into thousands, but they sell courses that are 600, 1,000, 2,000, and it's a little bit different. So let's talk about the differences just so that you can be aware. Have you ever wondered what it's really like behind the scenes of a multi seven-figure business? We're talking real deal, unfiltered, non-sugar-coated version. And you'd rather learn from somebody who has sold direct to consumers rather than making all their money telling other people how to do exactly what they did. Well, you're in the right place. I'm Laura, your host of Get Profitable HQ. If I can do this, starting my business as the shyest person I know and running it today with two small kids, hobbies, travel, a chronic illness, and actually a life, then I know anyone can grow a successful business. Tune in each week for value-packed content to help you feel less alone in your journey to grow your business and for practical strategies to help you get to the next level, whether that be to quickly grow revenue and profit or grow slowly and be more efficient and spend less time in your business. So the first thing is that you're going to need to create more products. If you're selling low ticket, I mean, this is just math. If you want to sell more, you're going to need to create more products, and your customers are going to be able to buy more of your products. So if you're someone who sells a $2,000 course, it's unlikely that a lot of people are going to buy four $2,000 courses in a year. But if you sell a $20 ebook, it's very likely that someone could purchase four of those $20 ebooks, on different topics within a year or something like that. So you're just going to be needing to create a lot more things, and you're going to need to be more in the creation mindset. Whereas someone who has like a signature program that's $2,000 and maybe another one that's $500, they may not need to create a lot of new stuff all the time. But as a low ticket seller, you really are going to need to do this. And if you hate creating new products, then maybe high ticket would be a better option for you. The second thing is that high ticket sellers can use high touch marketing strategies. They can do things like get on sales calls. They can DM and have like voice memos or typed out messages with a lot of their prospective customers and clients. All these types of things work really well and have a good ROI for them. But for us low ticket sellers, these things are still effective. Like, if you want to start DMing people and asking them to DM you, engaging in conversation with them, this is a great strategy and will help them buy your low ticket item. It's just never going to pay for itself. You only have so much time, right? And you need to sell a lot of these. So you personally, there's no way you could possibly DM enough to get sales if that's your only strategy. And secondly, you're not going to be able to hire someone to do it for you because it's just not going to produce the return So we use more strategies that are more scalable, like ads, posts that get a lot of traffic, things like that, even bots, you know, to respond to the comments like you've seen on Instagram where you'll comment with a word and they'll send you the link and things like that. Those are the strategies that we have to lean into more. That doesn't mean you can't ever use another strategy. It just means that's not going to be where the bulk of your sales come from. Another difference is that when I see people launching a big, expensive course, they often spend money in the pre-launch phase just to build their list, just to get people on the list. I don't recommend that for low-ticket people. The problem is that each sale that you make is not a lot. And so it's a little bit riskier, I feel like, to just spend money to get people on your list, not knowing if they'll buy. I honestly think it's a little risky for high-ticket people, but they stand to gain so much more. So like one sale can make a huge difference for them, whereas for us, it's not going to. So I just want to caution against doing a lot of the list building and even visibility strategies. I've seen a lot of strategies online that say this like tiered waterfall, I don't know what they call it. Like they have different names for it, for ads where you're going to spend a lot of money just getting your face out there, getting recognition, and then getting an opt-in and then getting the sale. And you're going to do these different tiers. I don't do that. We go straight to the sale. That is just far more effective, and it's usually going to work better in a low-ticket business. Now, if you don't want to go straight to the sale, your alternative would be a freebie to Tripwire. It's got to be a really good one, and that's really hard to do. I mean, the freebie should attract only people who'd want to buy the Tripwire, and then the Tripwire needs to really be the next logical step after the freebie, but while still making them feel like they got something with the freebie. It's very tricky, but if you can do it, that's fine, and you would optimize for that purchase. You want them to buy right away. Also, along that line, you typically don't need a long warm-up time. I see people doing this all the time, and I'm like, what are you doing? You need to give people the opportunity to purchase right away because typically it's not something that they need to save up for or discuss with a partner or something like that. Whereas like if I'm going to buy a $2,000 course, I probably might need to save up for it and plan financially for it. A lot of people would. And then in addition to that, I'm probably going to discuss it with someone like my husband. I'm going to be like, hey, honey, I really want to take this course for $2,000. What do you think? Is that okay? There's more that goes into that decision versus a $20 ebook or something like that. I have the money. I can buy it right now. You just have to convince me that it's going to be worth it and that I really should buy it. So don't wait to present the opportunity for people to buy. Don't give them a long warm-up time. Don't do something where you get them in, you know, they opt into a freebie and then you send them a bunch of emails and then you sell it to them. That's just going to cut your conversion by a ton. Instead, offer them opportunities to buy upfront and often because they can do that. Next, people are more likely to buy actually when they're newer on your list than when they've been on your list for a long time, or at least this is what I have seen. Possibly with an exception of when you have something new. I've seen people buy that. But when I am just having my normal launches, the people buying are the people who just got on the list because they haven't seen it before and because they can. And then the longer they've gone and the more times they've seen it, the less likely they are to buy it. This is not true with a high ticket signature type course where every launch, they're kind of like, I want that. Maybe I can get it on the next launch because it's building up that hype and every launch is building on itself and making them want it more. And it's the kind of purchase that you really consider. This is not true for really low priced things. In general, they're more likely to buy if they're newer on the list. Another thing to just point out is that for the low tickets, if you want to scale, it's a lot about numbers and data. You're going to be number crunching. You're going to be staring at the spreadsheets and at the Looker Studio data reports and all of that because it's a numbers thing. Now, it's really a numbers thing no matter what. I mean, that is part of being a CEO and running an actual business as opposed to just a hobby. That's what makes it a business, is we are all going to maximize profit. So it's always a numbers game, but even more so in the low ticket. I mean, we got to really work on those little details, those conversion rates, all of that. It's really even more of a numbers and analysis game. Now, that's not to say that if you're like, oh, that doesn't sound fun to me, that you can't succeed. Plenty of people have. And there's ways that people, I don't want to say make up for not being so into the numbers, but there's strengths that people have that also work well. One strength, this is not something that I personally feel like I have, but I've seen some people who are really strong at just knowing how to create organic social content that gets attention, that goes kind of truly viral or semi-viral or something like that. And so they have enough fresh leads coming in all the time just because they're so talented that the every detail of the numbers don't matter quite as much. Although even those people would benefit from having someone who is good at the numbers look at that and make sure that for every person coming in, we're maximizing everything that we're doing. Next, I really think that we, with our products, need to optimize a little bit less than someone with a signature course. If you had an expensive signature course, you're going to need to really optimize that thing. You're going to launch it. You're going to really tweak it. You're going to launch it again. You're going to tweak it again. You're going to launch it again. You're going to revamp the whole entire thing based on customer feedback. And we refilmed the whole thing. And here we go. It's brand new. It's, you know, you're really going to need to keep really iterating and optimizing it. Whereas you need to optimize less when you have lower ticket products, because you're going to get to the point where the optimization just doesn't pay off. And instead, you should be going and creating a new product. So if you like the new things and don't like the optimization as much, the low ticket would probably be for you. That said, it does not mean, don't take this as me saying, well, you shouldn't optimize what you have out there and you shouldn't, you know, start somewhere and keep improving. You can do that. You should do that. It's just less of that than someone with high ticket. Lastly, funnels with order bumps and upsells, probably good for anyone, even more essential for us low ticket people. And let me explain why. So let's say that you were selling a $1,000 course. That's very high ticket in my book. You didn't have order bumps. You didn't have upsells. And you just, for every person that bought, you made $1,000. So that means if 100 people buy, you have made $100,000. Now, let's say that you don't have that high ticket, and instead you're selling something that's, let's say it's $10. You know, we're very, very affordable here. And if 100 people buy that $10 item, you've just made $1,000. Now, let's take the high ticket example. What if I put on an order bump, and what if the order bump was $20? And what if 50% of them, so 50 people, actually take the $20 order bump? So I've got a calculator out. I'm doing the math here. That is $1,000 that you're going to add. So you're going to add $1,000 to that $100,000. It hardly even moves the needle, right? But let's go back to the example of you have 100 people buying the $10 product. If you have a $20 order bump, and by the way, people will buy order bumps more expensive than the product itself, if you're wondering, that is going to add $1,000 to your bottom line, which is going to greatly change the game. That is literally going to double your revenue. And then if we could do the same thing with an upsell, let's say you add a $97 upsell. I'm big on a 97 is a sweet spot for my audience. I have analyzed it. You'll have to analyze it for your audience. But basically, that's how we make the most money, is at $97. If we reduce it to 49, we're going to get more sales, but not enough more to make up for, not double the number of sales. That's for us. You know, you can play around with it and experiment with it. But those order bumps and upsells are going to move the needle so much more for you than they would for a high ticket. So those are just essential. Like, it may be more optional for high ticket, but for low tickets, it's not optional. You need to do it. And it's going to change the game. Also, if you are running ads to your low ticket products, then I couldn't run ads without the order bumps and upsells. They would not be profitable. I would lose money and I wouldn't be able to run them. So I think it's almost a necessity here in 2024. If you're running ads, you're probably going to need those order bumps and upsells to make the ads pay for themselves and be able to continue with those ads and be able to scale those ads. The only alternative is that you have your lifetime value from those ads people nailed in so much that you feel like you can afford to lose the money on the front end. And even then, why lose more money than you have to? I would still add in the order bumps and the upsells if I could, to help me make up more of that money right away and not have that delay in getting it back when they buy later. So those are just a few of the differences I've noticed in high ticket and low ticket. I hope this helps you if you're maybe in one category and thinking of transitioning to the other, or if you're always in low ticket and you're listening to all this advice and you're not sure what really applies to you. And as always, email me. Let me know if you have any other ideas. I would love to hear yours, if you've noticed any differences for yourself that we might need to be aware of. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Get Profitable HQ. If you did, don't forget to subscribe, share it with your business besties, and leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. And if you love this and can't wait to get more, I have an entire bank of resources and more behind the scenes info at getprofitablehq.com. Go ahead and head there.